This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour. 5 Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the great broadcast which for many, many years has been on the airways of this nation and even internationally. And we certainly are honored and pleased to be a part of the International Gospel Hour and urge you to search your newspaper or radio times in which that broadcast occurs. For the past several times, we have been studying a series of lessons which I've entitled Great Lessons from the Conversion of the Jailer in Philippi. We have studied already the fact that there can be no affinity of truth with error. We have seen how to react to trouble. We have seen that we must take advantage of wayside opportunities, that we must start where people are in their religious development as we try to teach them. We have seen that faith is essential to salvation, but that men are not saved by faith alone. We have seen that when we preach, we must preach all of the Word of God, not just a part of it, that we must not mix it with error, that we must not leave out any of it, and we must not add anything to it. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, the writer there makes clear that if anyone adds to the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written therein. And if anyone shall take away of the words of the book of this prophecy, that God shall take away his part from the tree of life. It's just that crucial as to how we treat the Word of God. Actually, it's the case that we react to God by reacting to His Word. If you react to His Word in rebellion, you are in fact rebelling against God. There is no way to show your faith in and your love for God or the Lord Jesus Christ other than in obedience to His will. And so, as we've studied all of these great lessons, we come now to the point of recognizing, even though we have already intimated this in the previous lessons in recognizing the essentiality of obedience, we recognize that this passage makes clear that baptism, immersion in water, unto the remission of sins, is essential to salvation. Notice carefully as we read verse 31 through 34 in Acts chapter 16, in which we have the account of the conversion of the Philippian jailer. And they said, that is, Paul and Silas said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. And they spake the word of the Lord unto him with all that were in his house. And he, that is the jailer, took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his immediately. And he brought them up into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. Now, friends, I want you to note the significance of the fact that the jailer and his household, that is, his family, rejoiced not before they were baptized, but afterwards. It is of tremendous significance that we find in the New Testament, that is, following the day of Pentecost, the day on which the church of our Lord was established, that no one ever rejoiced because of salvation from sin until they had obeyed Jesus Christ by being immersed in water, that is, baptized, unto the remission of sins. Not a single account to the contrary. In every case in which it indicates that people were rejoicing because they were saved, because they knew they were saved under the preaching of inspired apostles or prophets, it was after they were baptized. Now contrast that with the practice of modern-day preachers who encourage people to rejoice because they've been saved before they were baptized. Jesus made clear as he gave the Great Commission, as recorded in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Now Jesus here is saying, he who having believed and having been baptized, that is, the person who has already believed and has already been baptized shall be saved. That is, the salvation comes after believing, and it comes after being baptized. It is not the case, as we find many modern-day preachers saying, that you believe prior to salvation, but you're baptized after salvation. This passage makes clear that just as surely as faith precedes or comes before salvation, so it is that baptism precedes or comes before salvation. There is simply no way that anyone could give language its fair import and not recognize it. But our time is gone for today, Let me, in closing, thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.